Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. With Cannon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cannon, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, busy.
Good. I'm glad that it's better to be busy than not busy, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah. Awesome. I know you were speaking to my mapping coordinator, Tara, about the first page placements of Google. She wanted me to hop on over here and kind of go over some of the stuff that we do, but also to the pricing structure. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all or anything like that?
Not necessarily. I think she covered pretty much most of it. I get where she's coming from.
Okay, gotcha. And you have set up, so she did mention you do have a Facebook. You just made that correctly. That's correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you guys just started with Home Advisor by Angie's, correct?
Yeah, I'm not even completely set up with it. I just got the call the other day about it.
Okay. And you went with them, and you're going to be paying a per lead when it comes in. Is that right?
Yeah. So there's a minimal fee at the beginning of 280 something. I think it's 287.
Okay.
And then per lead, depending on whether they choose us, if the customer chooses us specifically, it's $91. If the customer just wants anybody to do it and they just want to get it done, then it would be a $35 charge.
Okay. So you're getting charged whether you guys get that customer or not, correct?
Yeah, if we don't get the job, then we don't get charged. It's if they just want anybody to do it and it doesn't matter and we get said job, then it's $35.
Okay. I would double check that. We work with a lot of Angie's customers as well. They do both services. Reason why they usually like to put themselves on that first page of Google is because when they don't get the job and they get the lead, Angie's usually charges them regardless if you get that job or not. And I've had customers where they're kind of in your same situation there where they say to us like, no, they're not going to charge us if we don't get the job. And then they call us back and they're like, they're charging us if we don't get the job. So I just want to make sure that you understand that.
Yeah, that wasn't mentioned, which go figure, of course they wouldn't mention
it. Typically that. Isn't. Yeah, so that's how they make their income. They like, I don't know if Tara told you, but they kind of like flip leads. So they place themselves on Google, they pay for a Google spot, and then what they do is they just set it at a higher cost. Now those leads are going out to other excavation companies in your area, so that way they can make their money, and that's the business model that they run. It's not a bad business model, because if you land one of those leads, hey, you know, it's worth your while. But it's the fact that you do get charged per lead. That's what it is, because they can't guarantee you that it's going to be a customer, right? Nobody can. So I would just be kind of careful there. I know Tara mentioned that this is like the first time that you guys are doing something like this. So I always like to be super transparent and set everybody up. Like, I don't like to mislead them at all. What we do is we just list companies on that first page of Google as an independent company, so customers can just click to call you directly. We don't charge you per lead, per call, per job.
That sounds a lot better.
Yeah, and it is, because now, one, you don't have to go through a third party where you have a lead come in and you have to call that lead. That lead is calling you. So you don't have to stay there on an app and wait for a lead to come in, and you know, you have things to do besides stay on your phone all day. I'm pretty sure, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So that's one
thing. Yeah, no, like I said, it's just me and my dad. We don't have employees.
Right.
We are the employees.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys are out there. You guys are, you know, moving the dirt around, everything like that. My dad comes. I come from a blue collar as well. My dad's been, you know, always in a field of industries the same like yours. So he's the same way. He has a company that it's just himself. He's very like a handyman guy, and he stays consistently busy. But he even tells me too, he's like, Charlie, I can't be on the phone, like, doing this myself. Like, I have to be doing work. So if somebody can just call me directly, that's usually the best way to get a hold of me. And I'm like, I would agree. So not only do we place you there, like I said, we don't charge you per lead, per call, per job. We're not charging you a percentage when you get the job. The only thing that we have is just set at a flat monthly rate, month to month. Those prices never fluctuate for you guys. We do what's called a paired service. So we're not just placing you on a platform. We're also helping you with your Facebook. So I do see that you guys did open that. You told me that as well. What we do is anybody that searches your services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook. And we can place you in specific cities or zip codes, anything you would like. Or we can push you out into a 50, 60 mile radius. Now, same thing there. It's not a per click or anything like that. It's set at a flat rate month to month because it's a bundled service. Now, we do other things like build websites for you. If you're ready to take that on at that point, we can create that for you where that would be showcased on that first page placements of Google at that time when people are searching. And then we also make sure that we're setting your business up for success. So anybody that searches off of Google, like a Yelp, a Yahoo, a Bing, an Apple, we want to make sure that you're still there at that time of search so those customers can contact you as well. And that all makes sense, right?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
Okay. So really you're kind of setting the foundation correctly for your company and getting yourself out there. So when people are just searching any of the services you provide, those people are able to find you at that time of search, click to call you directly, and that's it. Now you guys are able to walk the job, bid, you guys are able to give them an estimate, a quote, and then from there, we never get in front or in between you and your customers. That's always between you two. Does that make sense?
Good deal, yeah.
Okay. Now, for us, we have, I know you guys have been in business since 1993. One, congratulations on that. That's a long time.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
I know it's not easy. So we've been in business for 19 years. So you guys are a little farther than we are. And I understand you guys kind of did a restructure with changing the name and everything like that. So what we do here is we give credits out to business owners because we like to make this affordable for them because we know that, you know, like you said, it's just you and your dad, right? So what we like to do is make it affordable so that way smaller companies like yourself can compete with the bigger companies but for a fraction of the cost of what they're paying. Typically, something like this for our service, it usually costs $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. With the new in business credit, because that's what I'm going to give you because you guys have just changed the name within a year, so I'm just going to shift it to that instead. That gives you a reduced rate. So the reduced rate does come down to month to month for only $249 month to month. Now, there is a one-time setup fee of $99, so it is $348 for the first month, but then it goes $249 month-to-month after that, no contracts. Okay?
Right.
We do help you build out your Google business profile, so you will have to get PIN verified. Once you guys do get PIN verified, which we do for you, we start programming you to that first page placements of Google so you guys can start getting those jobs calling you directly. And then we do help you with your Facebook. We create those campaigns for you and we run those out. We allocate $100 to the $149 so that way you don't have any budget. You're always just having that set budget at $249 month to month. So you never have to worry about that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So we're always putting you in front of your customers at that time of search and making sure that you're valid in your area so people can call you directly instead of somebody having to go to Google and then have to go to Angie's Leads and then you getting vetted that lead and then you having to call them. They could just call you directly. Sounds like a big loop as well. Now what we do is we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So we only work with one company per industry, Canon. So what that means is we cannot work with all the excavation companies in the area. When we do fill that listing, we have to close out that category, meaning you will never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not going to share your customers because it's a direct call service into you. Okay. And that all makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, Cannon, that we're looking to fill in today and close out that category, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way you can get the calls coming directly to you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to talk to my dad first, of course, because, you know, I'm not just going to go jump on a $249 monthly cost and not let him know about it and talk to him and make sure he's okay with that, you know. I would like to talk to him first before I make any rash decisions.
Okay, so he's the decision maker?
Well, no, we just try to communicate more than anything, because there's been times where we don't communicate and it ends up screwing us over. I just like to talk to him to make sure, you know,
something like this is good for you guys.
Well, yeah, and make sense of it to him and just make it all correct, you know. I don't want to end up fucking us over, you know, just anything, you know.
100%. I definitely get where you're coming from. Is this your cell phone that we're talking on, or is this a business line?
Cell phone. We have to set up a business line because, like I said, we've been word of mouth this whole time. So,
okay.
Then whatever, if somebody calls one of us, and, you know, so if this is the case, then I'm going to have to somehow set up a business line to where it can go to either one of our phones, you know.
Okay, so I just sent you a text message. The text message is a link. The link has on there, it's going to read local/.com/SEO-packages.
Yeah.
If you click that link, I'm going to take you straight to our website right here so you can kind of see as well what I'm talking about. It'll say take control of your online presence. Now, when you're talking about also to setting up a business line, we can set up what's called a Google Business Tracking phone number for you. That's going to track the calls coming in from your Google business profile. So it'll read as a different number on that profile, but the calls will still come directly into you. You'll still be able to get the calls directly, but also too, you'll be able to track everything. So you'll be able to see what city is calling in from. You'll also be able to track the calls and listen what type of customers you're getting. So now you can see how this really is working and what type of customers you're getting at that point. And that's why we like to prove to you each and every month, and we have that month-to-month service for you guys, because we're not going to get paid if you guys aren't getting paid for the next month, right? So we want to make it worth your guys' while, because we want to make sure that, you know, we're not charging you per lead where, you know, you're going to have to fork out a lot of money for that. We're only doing a month-to-month with an unlimited call service for you. So we want to make sure that you're getting not only a lead, but you're getting a qualified customer coming into you and contacting you guys directly. Were you able to pull up that website?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so just a little bit, I'll kind of walk you through it. You got your proven success there. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see our 19 years in service. We've helped over 10,000 customers in United States, all 50 states, and Canada get on Google and onto that first page placements of Google. If you scroll down a little bit more, this is where I will always say to our clients, there is a what's called a Google Premier Channel Partner. You'll see right here, Google Ads Partnership. And you'll see our authenticity badge with the colorful G. There's only 40 of us in the country that have that. Okay, so there's thousands of companies out there who'll say like, hey, I'll put you on Google, blah, 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 all that stuff. Really, if you're not with a Google Premier Channel Partner, it's going to be very hard. Even by Angie's, I've even had our customers say, well, Angie said they would put me on Google. They don't necessarily put you on Google. They put themselves on Google for their prospects to go over into their platform, and then they vet you that lead. That's how that works. We literally put your company right on that first page.
up excavating companies, we would pop up, you know, whether first five or whatever it is.
Right on that map section. You're looking right there?
I just know it. I haven't looked it up. I can't.
Okay, yeah, but you know Google. You're familiar.
Yeah. I've looked up whether it be a restaurant or whatever. It's all the same way.
100%. So that's what would happen is when somebody looks up an excavation company near me, or just if they're looking for a specific service that you guys offer, right? You know, a reconstruction road, or like if you guys are looking to flatten out dirt, you know, to build up home remodeling, to do homes, for new builds, something like that, right? You would be able to pop up at that search just by the services you provide, and then they can just click to call you directly. Now on that Google business, the Google partnership there, if you click the colorful G, it will take you to a Google site. It'll say www.google.com/partners/agency or agency/partners. And that has all of our stuff on there. It tells you that we meet the requirements to be a Google Premier Channel partner, and that has all of our spend and our credentials on there as well too. So that's why we can only work with one company per industry per area. That's our contract with them, because there's only a handful of spots on that first page. If we start telling everybody, hey, we can work with you at that, in that area, then it's unethical at that point, and there's a conflict of interest, right? Also, too, you're paying us to do that, so it's not fair for you to start to rotate off of that first page when you're paying us to put you on the first page. That doesn't make any sense. So that's why we only do work with one company per industry per area for you. So, like I said, you won't share that position at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly. Now, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see all the SEO packages. You have the SEO packages Pro, Platinum, Platinum Premier, and then the Ideal. I set you up with the Platinum package. That's what reads $5.99 month to month with the $2.99 setup. That's the one that you guys would get for $249 month to month with only a $99 setup. Okay, so you get that new in business credit. But also, too, that's going to be the best bang for your buck, especially when you guys are just getting started on the internet world. This is going to be the area where we're going to help you with your Facebook and then also get you listed on Google. Now, you'll see we do other stuff here with the SEO creation, the Bing local. We take care of the Facebook known as Meta advertising, the popular directory submissions. You also do get review monitoring for the reviews that you're going to get on Google. So if you have a good review, that'll pop up for you. You'll be able to respond to that if you want. If you get a bad review, you can still respond to that, and then you can make that right with the customer itself. Okay, and we put that all in a dashboard where you can track everything. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So this is everything that we're going to do for you. I mean, does this sound better than you guys getting placed on Home Advisor by Angie's?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because like you said, the paying per lead and a yearly fee, all that just sounds like a hassle. Plus, I really haven't really set it up yet, so I could back out of it.
Yeah, you can.
I was gonna do that tonight. I was gonna set it all up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to be refunded for their fucking $289, but whatever.
When did you sign up with them?
So I got approved.
Did you sign up with them this week?
So I got a call Monday.
Okay.
And I started the whole, you gotta get approved, I guess, make sure you're not a felon and this, that, and the other.
right.
So I got approved there, then there comes the charge. Comes in there.
On Tuesday, Caitlin, is that correct?
Yeah, I guess it would be, let me see here, I'm looking on my emails right now.
Okay, which was yesterday, so, go ahead.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yesterday is when I was approved, and that's when it pulled that money that
the
I got.
$280.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You should be able to still get that back. I know our clients that like this setup better for their company, they typically are able to do that if they do it with, I don't know what their terms and conditions are, but I'm pretty sure if you told them that you don't want to go with it and you want a refund, they would give that back to you because it's only been 24 hours. So,
I haven't even created a login for their app yet. Like I'm that early into it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely understand where you're coming from. So they should be able to do that for you. And get that back. I know our, like I said, I know our clients who have done the same thing where they've signed up with your company, not your company, with their company, and then they come over to putting themselves on Google themselves. They were able to get that refund as well. You might have to hassle with them just a little bit. Maybe, I don't know. I've never worked with them. But
right.
At the end of the day, this is all month-to-month for you. So... And let me kind of just break this down where the benefits to this. If you stay with Angie's Leads, like I'm just going to play this out for you. Let's say you stay with Angie's Leads, you do the month to month, you see it's very expensive, you're not getting a return on investment, and then you're in the hole. I had a guy, last week I talked to, he spent $800 on Angie's Leads, he got two customers from it, and he's like, this is way too expensive. And he does lawn care services. So you can imagine for $800, your lead cost is $90. His was only like 20. So you can do that, right? Let's say you were to cancel, pull everything off of Angie's and let's say you got like a job or two and they left good reviews on there. Those reviews are Angie's reviews. Those are not your reviews. So now when you pull your stuff off, that hard work that you did, you cannot transfer any of those reviews or anything like that that you built up on their platform. Now let's play out here. You go with us. We start building you up on Google. We help you on Facebook with the listings as well, getting you out there. And you guys do excellent. And you guys are like, hey, we got some jobs here, but we need to, you know, stop the advertising because we need to finish the work here. There's no pause cancellation penalties for you. You could cancel at any time. The only thing we ask is that you give us 3 days before your next billing cycle is due. When you do that, or if you were to ever do that, you get to keep this stuff. We build it out for you and you get to keep this for the life of you being in business. So now you'll always have a Google business profile. You'll keep your reviews, your pictures, all the work that we did for you. Also too, you keep your listing. So if anybody else does search your excavation company, they'll still be able to find you on Google. It might not be on the first page of Google, but they'll still be able to find you at that point, right? So now you're setting yourself up for a long-term success and keeping that 1993 open day a lot longer than you would just to get on a third party company like that.
Right. Yeah, no, that's definitely a lot better than Angie's List. Angie's Leads, sorry.
Yeah, Angie's List, Angie's Leads, Home Advisor by Angie's. They actually used to be called Service Magic and then they had to change their name and they changed it to Angie's, and then they bought out Home Advisor. But I know you want to kind of go over this with your dad. Would your dad be opposed of doing something like this and, you know, having you cancel the Angie's and going with us?
No, I don't think he'd be opposed at all. He kind of just threw it in my hand. So I got the call, and I told him about it. He's like, yeah, you could do something like that. He just kind of threw it in my hands and ran with it.
Yeah, he's like, go ahead, take care of it, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, pretty much. So, obviously, we're just in the figuring out stage. So.
Yeah, yeah. And also, too, here, you'll have access to me, so I'll always be a point of contact for you, but also, too, you'll have an account manager for customer support Monday through Friday, your central time, so it's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So if you ever wanted to enhance something, change something, take something off, if you ever had a question or wanted to move something around, you could do that. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And like I said, we also to update you on these things and making sure that you're getting the premium service out of it. Okay?
Right.
Okay. So now that you know more about like what we do, you've seen everything that we're going to build out for you, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of this. That way we can get you set up properly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to pin verify you, like I said. So that does take a little bit of time. My tech team does that, and they're going to walk you through that process with you. Now, how it's going to work, they're either going to do it through text message or they're going to do it through a video. Go figure, you know, Google is going just all technology now. Tech team will make sure that that gets done correctly with you, because if it's not done correctly, and I've seen it happen before where our customers were like, I'll do it on my own. And then they're like, I sent it out to them and they haven't responded. And I look at like, it's been 8 months. So I want to make sure this is done correctly with you. That's why my tech team is the best at this, and they will walk you through that process to get it done right. Also too, they're going to start building those Facebook ads out for you. Now question, do you want them to build a website?
Can you say that again? You cut out.
I said, do you want them to build a website for you?
Not yet. I wouldn't jump right to that.
Okay.
With the Facebook page and the name on Google for now.
The listing on Google. Okay. I was just asking, so let us know when you want that, because it's no additional charge to you. It comes standard within the package here. So whenever you're ready to do that, we can help you get a domain name. If you guys need a logo, we can build that for you, and then we can build that website for you at that time that you're ready to do that as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me see here. Where are you guys currently located?
We're out of Bitmer, which is 63023.
Okay. Let me see. Missouri, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know the Missouri State Legislator. My dad's actually really good friends with him. All right, here. He gave us a tour of the Capitol. I will say, if you haven't done it, I would do it. It's super cool. So.
Good to know.
Yeah. It was under construction last time we went, but it is a really cool building. A lot of history there. What's your address there that Google's going to want to pin verify you from?
Hold on. Sorry, I somehow put you on hold. The address is 7769 Dittmer mm-hmm. Road.
Oh, Dittmer Road.
And that's Dittmer, Missouri.
Okay. And you guys are going out to a 60-mile radius, or do you guys prefer, like, certain zip codes and cities or anything like that?
I mean, if we could drop it down to, like, a 45-mile radius.
Sure can.
Because a 45 could still be an hour and 10-minute drive, you know?
Yeah, with traffic and everything like that.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm from L.A. 45 miles takes you. Oof. 2.5 hours. on a good day, so.
I don't even like going up to St. Louis dealing with areas up there.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, traffic. My uncle moved to, where did he move? He moved to, what's the state next to? I just went blank. It's not Jackson Hole. It's,
Jacksonville? Maybe?
No, the state. Man, it's right next to Idaho.
Oh. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, I just went blank too. I want to say North Dakota. It's not North Dakota though. Anyways, it's the state right next to Idaho, and he calls my dad. They're talking, and he goes, yeah, there's a lot of traffic today. And he goes, really? He lives in a town of maybe like 1,000 people. He goes, yeah, we got a train and there was like a 5-car backup. And he's like, don't talk to me. he's like, stop. What's your last name, Cannon?
Davis.
Davis. Okay. And that's D-A-V-I-S.
D-A-V-I-S, yes, sir.
Okay. And how you spell Canon is C-A-N-O-N?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's how you spell it. And then what's a good email address for you?
DavisCannon6, the number 6, at gmail.com.
6 at gmail. Perfect.com. And then you guys are obviously, but I just have to ask, you guys are licensed and insured through your business, correct?
Yeah.
I figured since 1993, I didn't think your dad was flying under the radar for that long. So.
Yeah, no, it's, and even once we redid the whole business, it's licensed and insured under the new business too, so.
Okay. And you guys are at LLC, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to put LLC on your guys' page or on the Google Business profile? Do you want me to put LLC on there, or is JC Davis Excavating okay for you?
Either or, it really don't matter. I mean, the name, I mean, it just shows that it's an LLC. So, I mean, on Facebook, I have JC Davis Excavating LLC.
Okay. I'll put LLC. That way everything matches. There's no confusion.
Okay.
Yeah. I just always like to ask because some of our clients are, like, really proud of, like, LLC or Inc. or anything like that. So, I'm like, I always ask just to make sure, because if we don't and you want it on there, I mean, we can change it, but I like to just, my dad always said, measure twice, cut once. So I just like to verify and publish once.
Yep, yep.
So, all right, Canon, for the listing here, what kind of services are you guys doing? I mean, I know you guys are doing excavation, but in broad detail.
We do land clearing, any sort of dirt moving. We'll dig basements. Drawing a blank, of course. Gosh darn it.
Land clearing, dig basements.
We build the bigger block walls, the 4x2x2 concrete blocks. We don't do like the little VersaLock, like landscaping walls. We do like the big.
Oh, yeah, like on the freeways, bigger, basically.
Yeah, those kind of walls, we do them. We do some smaller brush hogging work. Figures okay. I'd be drawing a blank in the most more important time.
It's okay. Because, like I said, my tech team is going to reach out to you. They're going to verify everything that the services that you provide. So I'm not going to publish anything here. Like I said, measure twice, cut once. So we verified twice. When they do reach out to you, at that point, they're going to verify all the services I sent over to them. If you want to add anything on there, you absolutely can do so at that time. Even after that call, if you're like, hey, I forgot to, we also do this. We also do demolition. Cool. We'll throw demolition in there as well. Okay.
Oh yeah. We do demolition. We tear down houses and whatnot. That was one of the things I couldn't think of was demolition.
Yeah. I figured if you're doing excavating. So cool. So I have, bush hogging, demolition, block walls, for, you know, commercial based stuff, not just little landscapings. You guys dig basements and then you guys also do land clearing, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I have you guys in a 45-mile radius as well, so we're going to be able to put you there. So I'm going to let them know on that. And then for your hours of operation, because you haven't made anything yet on your Angie's lease, what's your guys' hours of operations that you guys would like to display?
I would say just do like 8 to 4 so we're not getting phone calls at stupid hours.
Okay. Monday through Friday, or you guys take weekends off?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. We don't, if we're going to work a Saturday or something, that'll be with the customer. That wouldn't be planned out.
That wouldn't be that day, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can plan that out Monday through Friday when they call you, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And then to secure the listing here, Cannon, how do you guys want to do that? Are you guys going to use a JC Davis excavating credit card, or are you guys going to use a debit card, or?
I got a debit card that we'd be using.
Okay. On the debit card alone, what's the reading on it? Does it have Cannon Davis, or does it just have, the business name on there? Or does it have both?
It's got both. It's got my name and the excavating company.
Does it read LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm guessing it's still the same billing address as the 7769 Dibmer Road?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then for the card method itself, are you guys using MasterCard,
a Visa?
It's a Visa. Okay. Visa. I know Visas start in with the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are.
4355 3608 3041 0594.
Okay. And then the expiration?
06/28.
Okay, and the security code on the back?
017.
Okay, now, let me see here. Before I do make any transactions, I'm going to do two things for you. One, I'm going to walk you through a security question. We don't share or sell any of your information here, Cannon, as a Google Premier Channel partner. When we do call you, we are going to verify that we are always going to be talking to you. If you would like to add your dad on the account, I can if he ever wanted to call, but it seems like you kind of take care of all these things. So we do set up this security question. Every time we do call you, we are going to ask this. That way we always know we're talking to you and you always know you're talking to us. If somebody ever calls you and says, hey, we're Local Splash and we need more money from you, you can just hang up the phone because they will not ask you that security question, and then immediately call our customer service line so we can do like an investigation there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
We'll do first pet.
Awesome. I love these ones. What's the pet's name?
Harry, H-A-R-R-Y.
Harry. Okay. Was Harry a skinless cat?
No. He was about 100-pound mutt, to say the least. He was like lab, bloodhound, and pit bull.
Oh, really?
You could say it was a wild mix. He was a big old dog. He was a cool dog.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny because it was Harry, so you're like, yeah, it's named him Harry, but it's a skinless cat.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see somebody doing that.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool, though. I actually just, I have a, my wife works in the dental field, and her colleague just had puppies for a Doberman, and so we were able to get a Doberman, a full breed, and she's beautiful. I'm like, it's cool. Say less, we'll take it.
Yeah,
absolutely. So she's like the mix with the red and brown. So she's like,
I see, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I got everything here for you that's set up. And then what I'm going to do is you're going to get an invoice to your email that I have on file. But before I do that, I'm going to read off what's called a voice verification to you. I'm just going to walk you through this. It's going to take only 2 minutes. This is just going to be an added form of protection for you to lock in your rate at the $249. If inflation goes up or anything like that, we raise our prices. You're always grandfathered in at that $249. That price will never fluctuate on you for the life of you being in service. And that's going to be in that voice verification for you as well. Okay. Okay, I'm going to walk you through this. If you have any questions, just let me know, and then I can verify that for you as well. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Cannon. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JC Davis Excavating, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Cannon Davis, and I'm an owner-operator.
Awesome. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Cannon, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, Harry, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I have a customer service number here. Do you want it or you want me to just email it to you? Do you want to write it down?
Just go ahead and email okay. It because I got to get to, I got to get back to work here as soon as
okay.
I can. So.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm just wrapping up here for you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, you already let us know about Angie's. So your payment for initial term and account setup on that new in business credit will be charged today, which is May 1st, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 1st in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment.
Okay.
Now, Cannon, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I'm going to email you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to send over your invoice. You're also going to get a couple text messages from us. My tech team is going to reach out to you. I know you have to get back to work here. What's a good time for them to reach out to you? I can set you up tomorrow if you don't have anything available today, or I can have them reach out to you today at 5 p.m. Which one is better for you?
5 is fine tonight, yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm actually going to, that was the last spot that we had available for the onboarding.
Local Splash.
Okay. I sent you a text message. You should receive it right now. Let me know when you get it. It should say, Cannon, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent an invoice of a copy to the email we have on file. There's going to be a link there. That's our terms and conditions. Let me know when you get that.
Just got it. Yeah.
Okay. Click that link. That's the service agreement I read off to you. And then you're just going to check the 2 boxes. It's going to say text messages and that you're the card authorization holder. You're going to type your name on the bottom, Cannon Davis, and then you're going to hit confirm. Once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page with the username and password.
It is loading right now.
Okay, no problem. I also sent you in your email, I sent you the link for this evening for 5 p.m. It's going to be a Google Calendar, okay?
It just brought me to the login just now.
Okay, perfect. So we actually sent you a text message. Your login information should be in there. It'll be your phone number, and then it'll tell you what your password is there. That's going to be where you're going to be able to track everything at that point. And my tech team will go through that with you later on this evening, and they'll show you everything on that end of it as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, Cannon, I'm glad that I, you know, got the chance to talk to you today. I have everything set up for you here. I formally do want to welcome you to Local Slash. We're like a family. If you need anything, you could always reach back out to me as well. My number is the customer service number with 203. I'm going to send you a text message with my contact information. So if you ever do need to just get a hold of me and talk to me, you absolutely could. And then we'll be reaching back out to you tonight at 5 p.m. to get you onboarded with our company here, okay?
All right, I appreciate it very much.
No problem, buddy. I'm glad that, you know, you get to get on Google and you don't got to pay those high lead fees. That's why I do this. I try to help people out there. So I'll talk to you soon, and then you have a great rest of your day, and then we'll be contacting you at 5, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, no problem, Cannon. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one, bud.
You too.